your seats.
Ukraine isn't a member of NATO, but Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba was warmly welcomed as a partner in Brussels, a partner in need of support. He was very clear about what that should be.
It's weapons, weapons, and weapons.
His message was heard. NATO foreign ministers promising increased military support to help Ukraine fight Russian invading forces, citing suspected war crimes in towns such as Bucha as a game changer.
With each day, more and more credible reports of rape, killings, torture are emerging. And for every Bucha, there are many more towns Russia has occupied and more towns it is still occupying, places where we must assume Russian soldiers are committing more atrocities right now.
Without giving details, NATO Secretary General made it clear that not only more weapons will be sent to the Ukrainian army, but more advanced arms too.
Speak about more weapons, right? Does it mean in quantity, or are you talking about a different kind of weapon, more as we call it, in a more offensive weapon?
Rest assured, allies are providing a wide range of different weapon systems, Soviet era systems, but also modern equipment. I think that this distinction between offensive and defensive is a bit strange, because we speak about providing weapons to a country which is defending itself.
Despite a shift in NATO's military support for Ukraine, Stoltenberg underlined the security of alliance members as its most important responsibility. So sending troops or NATO warplanes to Ukraine are out of the question.
Kuleba's call for weapons has been clearly heard here in Brussels. While NATO countries were reluctant to send what were described as offensive weapons to Ukraine at the start of the war, this hesitation seems to have gone now. But the question is, will these weapons arrive in time to prevent many more deaths in Ukraine?
Kuleba criticized NATO countries for their slow decision-making processes and highlighted Germany for not doing enough yet.
Either you help us now, and I'm speaking about days, not weeks, or your help will come too late. And many people will die. Many civilians will lose their homes. Many villages will be destroyed, exactly because this help came too late.
With a large Russian offensive expected in eastern and southern Ukraine in the coming weeks, pressure will be felt in NATO capitals to act fast. The question will be how Russia will respond as the Kremlin is confronted with more NATO firepower. Stephane Fasson, Al Jazeera, Brussels.